What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jaw and hog's head and things like that?
We used to call it pressed meat, but the lady here the other day called it souse meat. Okay.
That's
pressed
old meat to souse meat. Souse meat's old name now, but they call it pressed meat now.
Okay.
Where you make the sausage and pressed meat. I make out of the head and the other little piece of them to make pressed meat, and then they take the meat and make sausage.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Beg your pardon?
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
Okay. And how about the same thing in the middle of a peach?
Seed. Peach seed.
Okay. And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
It's a seed. Clearstone is the one that breaks through, and one that's the plum peach.
Okay.
We call that plum peach because it's similar to the plum.
It's where the sticks, it's where they don't clear out when you put that's a plum peach, and the one that clears out is clear seed.
Okay. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
Okay.
Or green beans.
What are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
Okay. Think of any others?
Butter peas, they call them.
Okay, what's the difference?
I don't know about the butter peas, but my teacher always talking about butter peas, and somebody said they were not good, but they're similar.
Uh-huh.
I think butter beans are flat type and butter peas are more round.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would make sense, mm-hmm. wouldn't it? What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Greens. Salad used to.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
They call it boa corn. Corn on the cob.
Think of any other names for it?
Rosinators.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Rosinators.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Chipmunk.
Okay.
Ground squirrel.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells?
Skunk. Polecat.
What do you call a little animal, little creature that's about that big, and it hops along the ground? Some of them live on land and some live on water, in the water, around the water.
Frogs?
Yeah. Now, do you have different names for the ones that live on the land and the ones that live in the water?
Well, I think a bullfrog more or less is in the... And toads become toad frogs on land.
All right. Now, a bullfrog, is he on land or...?
He's a water.
Okay.
Apple.
Now what do you call a smaller one that lives up in trees and
tree frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Red worms.
Okay. And what do you call large worms that are used for bait?
Grubs.
Okay. And what was that?
And then grubs and catawba now that they grow those purposely for fishing now. I think they have certain mulberry trees, a certain kind of
Yeah,
trees.
There's something strange about them, because
yes.
I've heard the name before, too. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug. Firefly. We, as children, said lightning bugs.
Okay. What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
I'll
come back to it.
Uh-huh.
What do you call an insect that looks like a wasp but it's not, and it builds a nest out of mud?
Dirt diver.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Underground. Peanuts.